With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Charles Dickens relived his impoverished Victorian childhood over and over in his novels. Peter Ackroyd, in a biography of the great novelist, tells us that when Dickens was 12, his father was sent to a debtor's prison.
There's not a novel of Dickens in which prisons don't reoccur. In fact, in a novel like Little Dorrit, the whole world becomes a kind of prison.
Young Dickens was forced to work in a factory that made boot polish.
So we have the spectacle of this boy who wanted to be a rich and famous learned man, trudging to work to the blacking factory, then trudging back to the prison to have dinner with his family.
Dickens became a shorthand reporter in the courts and in the House of Commons, where he came to detest politicians.
Which is why you never find a good politician in any of his books.
Dickens' ear for language led to the publication of some of his sketches in a newspaper. He was then commissioned to write the serials that became his first novels.
So you have this extraordinary spectacle of a young man of 24 writing the Pickwick Papers and Oliver Twist simultaneously, both novels of which will last as long as the English language itself survives.
Fame and fortune came to Charles Dickens, who late in life callously threw out his wife, the mother of his 10 children, after he became infatuated with a young actress named Ellen Terman.
I think it was a sexless relationship with someone he idealized as a young virgin, because Ellen Terman has all the characteristics of one of the creatures of his own fiction, the sexless young ladies who pop up time and time again in his fiction.
Peter Ackroyd's stunning biography, Dickens, was published by HarperCollins. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Charles Dickens was a pop star of his day. He was so popular that when he launched his reading tours, the police had to be called to control the crowds.
He started reading A Christmas Carol, first of all. His Christmas books were his most popular books.
That's Peter Ackroyd, author of a major biography of Dickens. Ackroyd says that Dickens read his work with such intensity, the doctors told him he was ruining his health.
And in the end, it killed him, in a sense. Some people say his characters killed him. By impersonating them so vividly, so dramatically. He exhausted his own strength, and he died a few months after his final reading.
The characters Dickens created were so alive to him that he was always posturing, making faces, and speaking out loud as he assumed their roles.
When he was sitting at his desk, the shapes of Little Nell or Ebenezer Scrooge would come up to him and start tugging at his frock coats.
And certainly Dickens' characters were some of the greatest in literary history.
As long as people are interested in Scrooge, and as long as people are interested in Oliver Twist, and as long as people are interested in Tiny Tim, then Dickens will be read and remembered.
Peter Ackroyd, HarperCollins, published his 1,200-page biography, Dickens.
For me, he represents the greatest achievement in English literature, maybe in English language.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a novelist, Charles Dickens was famous in his own time, a fame that has breached the centuries.
But like all writers, he suffered a great deal from critical vituperation. I mean, he always had his public from the very first book, The Pickwick Papers. He was the most popular novelist in England.
Dickens' biographer Peter Ackroyd, who says Dickens was written off by the serious critics of his day.
Dickens had to face the fact that by the time he was, 35, 40, he was being dismissed as someone whose time had come and gone.
Ackroyd's biography of Dickens is enormous, nearly 1,200 pages, and some of the critics were confounded by the fact that Ackroyd departs from standard biographical technique by inserting several fictional episodes in which Ackroyd and Dickens hold conversations.
I've never thought of biography as being a separate discipline. I've always thought of it as being very closely related to fiction. In fact, and certainly in my own case, I do write fiction as well as biography, it's part of the same activity as far as I'm concerned. Going from a novel to a biography is like, for me, going from a symphony to an opera. It's a different form, but it's the same music.
Peter Ackroyd believes Dickens holds a special place in English literature.
People talk about Dostoevsky as being representing the soul of the Russian people, for example, but I've always thought that Dickens represents the soul of the English people.
HarperCollins published Dickens by Peter Ackroyd. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.